What's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Ceddie J, and, of course, the host, the main host of the show, my girl, Mona Angela's in the building. What's up, Angela?
Hey. What's up?
So
this new
today,
time had me all kinds of throwed off. I almost flipped my mind.
Yes, yes, this is the first, you know, this has been the week of the new time slot. Well, new to some, old to some. And, you know, I'm glad to be back in the earlier time slot, man. You know, just, you know, in the prime time where, you know, it's only 10 o'clock over in the East Coast. It's 9 here in the Central Standard Time, all the way on the other side. Other coast over in Cali, it's only 7 o'clock. So, man, this earlier time slot again, it's just so interesting.
Think so? We shall see.
Yes, I like it. Yesterday I found out I liked it. I mean, it's definitely, I like it better. You know, I get to catch up on a lot of stuff at that time. And sometimes, you know, I'll be going to sleep right after the show. So, it feels good sometimes, you know, just get that quick nap in afterwards and whatnot. But, you know, let me start talking nice to you because you're not slick. You're not going to get me off guard. We remind y'all with today's show. Today's show, we have dubbed it H-Town versus D-Town. It is the H-Town versus D-Town episode of Glitz and Glamour. And why is that the case? Well, this coming up Sunday, that Sunday, October 5th, Mona Angela's Houston Texans are coming to America's Stadium. And that's where my Dallas Cowboys, you know, so they'll be playing here against my Dallas Cowboys. So, of course, you know, Houston, Dallas, bam, perfect for the A-set. You know, make a little fun thing out of it, H-Town versus D-Town, because Angela be talking much trash about my Cowboys, man. I've been letting her slide a couple of times, but now our team's going head-to-head, so now we get to put that trash talk to rest.
I don't think I trash talk at all.
Yes, we got plenty of bad facts. There's a couple of shows where not only did you at the same time do it, but Desi did it too. Desi did it to me as well. Both of you equally talk so much trash. Y'all done it this season already, but you did last season too. Our last season in football season, y'all did that. Y'all were talking about the Cowboys and hoorah, and about the Texans. So, yes. Don't be trying to act all innocent like you won't be doing that. You know, and we calling you out, and it's not going to be tolerated. Just let you know it's about to go down this Sunday. And so today's show is to let you know formally that me and you are enemies for the next couple of days. All right?
I don't know why, because I don't play for Dallas Cowboys or the Texans.
But you be riding for Texans. You be riding for Texas and you talk trash.
I mean, I'm from Houston. Why
Cowboys.
Would I not? It's obvious,
you know,
that I was cheer for the Texans. When you're from that city, that's the team you root for.
Oh, wait. Is that what you just... Well, you need to tell a lot of people that because, you know, a lot of people, they don't kind of go by that rule. So we can't really ride on that. Because a lot of people go for teams to cities they haven't even been to, Angela. You can't ride for a team for a city you've never been to.
Man,
long living. At least have visited the city. You know, I'm a Boston Celtics fan. I can officially say I visited Boston for a long period of time. And so I can ride and say I'm a Boston Celtics fan and a Dallas Mavericks fan. And my sister, she's an Eagles fan, but she can legitimately say that because we were in Trenton, New Jersey, so there is no team in Trenton. You were either you know, either you pick from, well, most people would say you would have to pick between the Giants, which is more so upper Jersey, and then, or pick the Eagles, which is Philly. So Philly is about 45 minutes away from Trenton. Bam, that's how it would work. But, yeah, so I agree. And so I agree with you. My brother makes that case of, like, you know what? I knew there was a reason why I like you, Angela. There was a reason why I like you. Also, too, I want to make sure I acknowledge today is National Podcast Day. So big ups to that. It is National Podcast Day. And where it's basically where not only show love to people who have great podcasts, but also takes time to educate you about podcasts. And Angela, I know about you personally too. But I'm pretty sure you've dealt with this, you know, as far as, you know, when you told somebody you got a radio show and they go, oh, what channel are you on? You know, and you tell them, well, I'm on the internet. And so many people, you know, and people are starting to get more and more knowledgeable about that now. But we told you that before. They just assumed that if you weren't on AM, FM, that you weren't about nothing. But now that's like that. But it's funny because you watch this. You mean you look at, well, look like when you watch some of these TV shows or whatnot, you'll even sit there and notice that people will say, on these TV shows, hey, check out our podcast. Or it's like, so why did the TV shows tell you to check out the podcast? Why did AM FM tell you to check out the podcast? If it's no respecting podcast, then why are they trying to do them too? So have you personally dealt with that yourself? Some people kind of downplaying you because you're on internet radio, not on AM FM?
No, not as much. The same situation. More people always ask me, like, is there, like, an actual location that they can go, which, you know, could be established if there's just not one. It's just way easier to be able to have multiple people on your show without having to have them report to one specific location. You know, you can just kind of leave it open, which you can't do with, you know, FM radio all the time. But, I mean, to each his own, whatever works for you.
Right, because I like that, man. I mean, like you said, I mean, you just touched another point. That's perfect. Good job with that one. With that, you know, how we be doing the show right now is, you know, yeah, you could do it in separate studios, too. Yeah, all these different things. You know, but the thing is, most people that do shows are usually doing the same studio in the same location. So in order for me and Andrew to do the same show in the same studio, she would have to drive all the way to Fort Worth to come do the show with me. Or I would have to drive all the way to Houston. And for us, we do the Glitz and Glamour show every week. You know, only we do it weekly, not every day or something. But that's still strange, you know, because we got other things. You know, we got other things we do outside this too. And so it's easier being able to just do it on the job. I remember you used to talk about that a lot, about your previous engagement where, you know, you had to drive on the other side of town just to go do your show. Sometimes that's annoying. I'm not knocking anybody.
I mean, but it just works out better for certain people with certain type of shows. I will say that. Like, for some people, it's best to have, like, that location where you can have, like, the local artists and, you know, different stuff like that. If mm-hmm. that's the type of station that you're trying to be to represent the indie music in your city, of course that's what you want to have, because you have all those local people listening to your station and you want those artists to be able to come in to reach out to all the different, you know, all the other listeners and stuff in the area. But that's not necessarily saying that you need an actual location. But, I mean, some people feel like, I guess they feel more official with a location. I mean, I don't know. I can't just go off the top of my head with why you would just have to have one if it works vice versa.
Exactly.
I don't really know. I can't give you any reason Not any.
No, but I've done a couple of times, which was fun. I've done on location. But I've been definitely stepping into doing that some more. Like the on location shows are so much fun. Like sometimes I'm out and about doing the shows and live audiences and whatnot. And one of those in live atmospheres, because I went to Portland, but did the show from Portland, and we were live from a club doing it, and we were interviewing people in the club. You know, they came up to a little, we came to a little podcast area. We were talking, doing an interview, and it just worked so greatly. And they had and then they surprised the heck out of me. Some videographer was shooting the show while I was doing it, so. It was definitely a good look. It's good being able to, in a world where everything is on the go a lot, it's good to have that on the go type of setup.
Correct.
Because who wants to log
all
that stuff
to one place?
Right. Because who's trying to carry a bunch of studio equipment with them everywhere they go? All right, we got to go. If we can go to here, let's carry all the studio equipment. All right, we're going to go to here and carry all the studio clips. We're going to go here. That's just too much going on. And as you notice, even with some of the bigger radio stations, the AM, FM, they're carrying less stuff. Think about it. How many people, because a lot of people, they listen to the shows and stuff. They listen from their phones, their tablets. So even they are carrying stuff that's more compact. And that's what it's all about, man, not having to have so much stuff when – the smallest thing can do most of everything. Like, if I really wanted I could run this entire show from my phone. Like, the studio and everything. I can run the whole entire show, but, you know, people know me. I use a mic and all that good stuff when I'm doing it. So it's still not a whole lot of stuff I have to carry. You know, I can pretty much, you know, the stuff I carry can pretty much sit. And but it was sitting in my freaking lap, so that just pretty much goes to or to show to you that bag is a small bag of stuff, not having to carry so much stuff. All right, well,
true.
What we're gonna do is I'm gonna go to a music break. Then come back, Angela. I do gotta ask you: did you get a chance to watch Love and Hip Hop?
As a matter of fact, I did not. Being there yesterday was like my birthday. I didn't have time to do nothing for myself, so today is like a catch-up day for me. Like,
yeah, I hadn't either, so I'm right there with you. So
we'll talk about
that when we come back. Let's be nosy about it until your birthday, all right? I'm going to go to this song by my boy Khalil Thomas. This is Rob, him featuring Chris Batson. We back.
You say you love me. We'll say that shit just one more time. You say you want me. The girl will be alright. I wanna get louder and higher. You say my name all night. Yeah. Are you down to ride? Are you down? And I ain't trying to be offensive, but when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's ass tell them play the game, guess who? No sub sweets, just gripping sheets, hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100. You ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl, you tripping. Script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you now. Settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
Let us just one more time.
Are you down to ride?
conversation, we don't need that shit. Rex love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it real. I can take you higher while we blasting those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. The thrillers, bitches, and I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Turn you down to ride. She say you, she love me. We'll say that shit just one more time. She say you, want me. The girl will be alright. I wanna get louder and higher. Say my name all night. Yeah. Are you down to ride? Are you down to ride? Girl, are you down to ride? Girl, are you down to ride? Girl, are you down to
I hope you got it. to the east side. Tonight I'll be your after party and you my go live. You can keep the lights on my insidious chain on. Hold up, hold up, somebody buzzing in my phone. Hello, hello, star, can you come and bust me down? Now my navy going crazy, brand new destination. I figure I come pick you up and we go get it safely. That way I can roll my cush blunts while y'all entertain me. Let me talk my life, then we can interchange it. I'm parked outside right now in this brand new spaceship, baby. Now I'm going by the 100.
Your birthday dinner was. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Birthday dinner was pretty chill. It was like a family only type thing. Mom cooked dinner. Yeah, that was about it. Like, I didn't invite any friends. Actually, I didn't invite any family. My mother did it all. And how do I say this? I like people, but I really don't like people. Like, I have my times when I just don't want to be bothered with people. Yesterday was one of those, kind of, sort of. But, no, I really had a great time. It was just a small little gathering. I didn't need, you know, all the loud music and extras. That wasn't for me. It was a great birthday, and I actually wore my natural hair. That's pretty big for me. Because for whatever reason,
good.
I love movies.
Cool.
But, yeah.
Let's see, but how was my weekend? What it consists of? Mainly, man, I'm finishing up this magazine, man, trying to get everything rolling. So everything be out this week. What I want to do, I'm splitting when the release dates and stuff go. So first one's releasing is the breast cancer one, and then a few days after that, I released the cosplay one. I wasn't releasing the same time, but I was splitting them in days apart instead. So we're doing it that way. So what I'm thinking about doing is this is the plan. So if everyone has been wondering what's going on, basically, on the breast cancer awareness one on Mad Cloud would come out tomorrow, and then on Monday, and then on Sunday, we'll be having the cosplay one coming out on Mad Cloud. And then on Max, it'll be a few days after this releases on Mad Cloud. So there you go. I also got a chance on Saturday to get some love. Shout out to the DJ or Bar Louie, show some love out to our sister magazine, that's BX25 Pictures Magazine, and got a chance to show them off there and got a chance to have him do a promo picture, and he cracked me up. He's just so hilarious. I gave him a cover, and I just gave him the magazine. I didn't really tell him which side to use for the promo picture, and he goes, let me get the side to get out the big booty. I was like, oh, God. So that was hilarious. Definitely great to see people showing not only love to my stuff, but also great colleagues of mine showing love to them as well. So big ups to that. And I also had to watch my Cowboys win this weekend. 3-1. It's a great look. I mean, just the excitement around here right now is uncanny, and I can't wait to just continue to see what's going to happen, man. it's very, they're being very explosive right now. A lot of, full of a lot of surprises and weird endings. And I mean, what I love about it too was that this is one of those games where they actually knew how to keep, how to put the other team away. Not one time in the game was New Orleans Saints. Not one time. They scored, but you know the Cowboys did most of their scoring in the first half. By the end of the first half, it was 31-3. So you do the math there. I mean, the game ended in 38-17. So the Cowboys really did a great job. I was glad to see that from them. They did F me up with my numbers, though, because I do the numbers boards every week. So y'all pissed me off. So close. If the Cowboys would have scored at the end, I would have hit. But they kneeled, so that screwed me. It's like, I need y'all to score one more touchdown, I would have hit, man. So I was upset behind that, but we get over it. And I'm excited to watch what's going to happen with this coming up week, man. You know, see, the reason I'm much more excited about this Houston Texans game versus the Cowboys game is because both of our teams are 3-1. So that's a good look. Both of our teams are doing good. And what better way to have a matchup than with two teams really continuously pulling these magical moves to win and rally? I believe the only game that, I want to make sure I get it right, the only game that Houston lost was their first game as well. It was either their first game or second game. No, matter of fact, it wasn't the second. It was, let's do the math. It was the third game. Y'all lost your third game against the Giants. So, yeah, because y'all won your first two games, lost against the Giants your third game, and the fourth game y'all won again. So, I'm excited, man. It's a good look for Texas to see this, man. That's both teams doing something. And the thing is, what was fun is both of us are in different conferences. So, really, we can't really hurt each other because we're in different conferences. So, yeah, we beat each other. Yeah, one will have more wins than the other one, but it won't affect the other one's conference. We are in separate conferences. So, really, you know, it's just to help wins for our own conferences. So that's like about that.
This is just pure robbery.
You said what?
No other reason for it. It's just for back and forth robbery and profit. Other than that, there's no reason for a Texans to play the Cowboys.
Yeah. You see, you're taking shots.
I'm not saying like the Texans are better than the Cowboys. What I'm saying is there's no point. They're not in the same conference. There's no point of this actual game. They have this game just because they know the shit's going to sell out. They're going to sell so much motherfucking merchandise. Dallas will make a bunch of money because so many people will be in town. It's just the whole game is all about profit. So, like, win or lose, money is being made. So, like, people really don't give a shit.
I mean, it's still going to affect. I mean, let me set the record straight in that. Yeah, we're at different conferences, but it will still affect us because if you lose, that means in your division you're going to have another loss. So either way, one of us wants to, you know, I think more so, because let me look at y'all. Well, y'all got the Colts in y'all division, so that's the only thing with y'all. I think y'all number one right now. We're tied at first ourselves. And that's the thing. I think we need to win more than y'all do because we're tied with the Eagles. So we want something to win more than y'all do. And I'm looking now, I'm checking the standings. I think, if I'm not mistaken, y'all in first place. Yeah, y'all in first place. I remember the Colts. That's what it was. Okay. Looking now, yeah, y'all in first place. So even if y'all... So I'll give you a picture, an idea of how this works. Right now, y'all are 3-1. The Colts are 2-2. The Titans are 1-3. And the Jaguars are 0-4. So that's y'all conference. So let's say y'all lose this weekend. If the Colts lose too, then y'all still be in first place. So really, it goes back to my point again. We need to win more than y'all do. For y'all, yeah, it'll help to keep y'all up above the state to give y'all much more cushion room in being in first place. But we need to win more than y'all because we're tied. So we know for us to help try to break this tiebreaker, we have to win. We have to win again. So yeah, I'm excited though. Yeah, I mean, end of the day, I give y'all a hard time, but it's good to see Texas winning. Period. It really is. It's a good look to see that. And again, because of the fact we're not in the same conferences too, even if this is just so many things would have to happen to make this happen. But because we're in different conferences, we could meet in the Super Bowl. Something like that could happen. So. But I'm excited, man, because I really want to see what's gonna just kind of happen out of this game, and I know that the energy in the nightlife and everything around is going to definitely be electrified because of the fact that a lot of Houstonians are going to be in the area, and when Dallas and Houston are in the same vicinity, things turn up to the max. So I definitely can't wait to see. I've already seen one of the promoters I know from Houston. He's doing something this Saturday. So I'm excited, man, just kind of see this happen. You know, me and you give each other a hard time about our teams, but and that's what I want to see. It's kind of fun to watch us actually finally play. Because it's kind of whack that we talk trash, but we didn't meet each other in the last season. We were talking about that trash to each other. It's more fun now to kind of go, oh, yeah, we're going to beat you now. So, other than that, man, yeah, this is what I learned, man, too. And, like, I don't get involved in, like, a lot of people do. So, I don't know if you had to deal with this as well, but a lot of people hate so much. Like, you wouldn't just talk trash, but you wouldn't talk trash like how these people were. Like, this dude every day last week, he was talking so much trash about how Drew Brees is going to dog us out, about how the Eagles, because he's an Eagles fan, by the way, he set that up, about how they were going to do in the 49ers. He did all this trash talk, and everything that he said happened the opposite. So it just goes to show, you know, and I didn't really do too much trash talk with him. I spoke facts and – you know, trend the numbers, and exactly what I said was what happened. Because I wasn't doing it from a trash talking point of view. I was more so talking from an analytical thought process. So that's one thing I'm learning this season. I don't get involved in the trash talk because not that I don't believe in my team, but I'm a person, I mean, everything I do I believe in, I can show you better than I can tell you. So I'm not going to say I got to tell you too much. Just wait and watch the game. So yeah.
Yeah, that's if I even catch the game. I don't even really know if I will. I really only caught maybe two games this season. But we shall see what happens. If
y'all,
I get a day off.
Our game this week is at 3:15.
Yeah, which I actually think I'll be working, but we shall see what happens. I haven't had an off day since the beginning of August, but it happens. I catch it via Google.
You know, I got the app. I'll be checking because I got my fantasy scores and all that, so I'll be having to check my stuff on the go. I'm 4-0 in my fantasy right now. I'm excited. Like, I told people, man, y'all better watch out for me this year in this fantasy because I'm coming after them. I'm from first place in my fantasy league right now, so I'm trying to keep my streak going. All right, well, we're going to go to another quick music break, and we'll be back. We're going to chop up. Got some other stuff to chop up, too, and we'll definitely come back, so y'all stay tuned for that. We'll hit you with two songs, then we come right back here on Glitz and Glamour, your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Maya Angelou.
Bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready. Drive her on at the partition, please. Drive her on at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. And I'm a left guy running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He found a color whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Poor baby, baby, be better, slow it down. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we ain't even gonna make it to this club.
Like a stripper. swear she got them lips like she Angelina Jolie. When the niggas see her, they won't cuff her like the police. Y'all niggas know me, M-E-O-G. Even though these girls are dogs, I leave them hoes on no leash. Work, work, work,
work, work, work some.
I don't mind throwing money if that chick is worth some. But if she is worth some, get that hoe more liquor. She'll turn into a stripper, then you send her to a nigga.
Work.
Ain't got a nigga, I'm throwing that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper.
I'm buying a pink. Say it's the time of the week, but I know she lying to me. I know the mind of a freak. Them hoes are grinding, they sleep. But PYT, I ain't get me with VIP, YG the beast. Say she dying to me, hit me, cause I am a beast. She ain't a diamond to me, but since she and I'm a beast, your girl be whining to me, but I be supplying to me. No, I ain't grinding for free, so hit me, cause I'm in the deep.
Let the world know your mind. And baby on the grind, might put a
here on Glitz and Glamour. That was a little A-Sound versus D-Town show off, you know, just going back and forth with some A-Sound music and some D-Town tracks. You know, shout out to Beyonce, Partition, followed up with M.E., Dance Like Ass Rapper. Then we had Marcel Scott featuring Slim Thug, and then that was Buck Baby's Trill Talk right here on Glitz and Glamour, man. So we got about 7 minutes left of the show. Miss Angel, what you got coming up? His name is Buck Baby. He's actually in Denton, to be more exact.
Oh, okay. He sounds like Webby or somebody. Well, he sounds like he'll be a friend of Webby, I'll say that.
Yeah, he'd be full of energy. He a big dude full of energy. You know, about them big, you know, it'd be different levels of big dudes. It'd be big dudes who just be chilling in one spot. Yeah, and can't really, like you said, just be big, but this dude be bouncing around, turning up. He ain't really, I won't say that he like huge, so I mean that's, when you say big, it's not like you like say he a big dude, but he ain't, you know, where, you know.
He ain't can't move.
He ain't, I got to sit down for a second after about 2 seconds. He ain't that big. If somebody in their feelings for me saying that, get out your feelings. So what you got coming up for this week, Angela? I know you said you got to work hard, play hard, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's just about it. That's all that I have going on as of right now. It's just work. Follow me on Instagram, _ sincerely Angela. And shout out to Desi, y'all. I miss my friend.
Yes, shout out to her. Hey, Desi. What's good? What's Gucci? Miss Baptiste.
You're so childish.
She said her name last week. The week before. And she was like, Miss Baptiste. I'm like, okay. I'm doing that now. Nah, man. We miss you. Okay, but you come back. You know, I'm here at your time. Here on your time. There's no we here for you. And yeah, we love you. So, I just, matter of fact, this weekend, on Sunday, actually, because on Sunday, we actually, my family, we went to Cheddar's, and we celebrated my late grandmother's birthday. Now, some people might say, oh, so you went to celebrate, because you know, some people don't really get into all that, doing that, but, you know, it was definitely something that needed to happen because it helped us all cope a little bit better because it would have been her 72nd birthday on Sunday. And she passed away. I'll come tomorrow, be 2 years ago she passed away. And so it's gonna definitely be a rough day tomorrow. But God definitely looks at us, and she might not be here physically, but she is definitely still here in our hearts and making stuff happen. And I take the time out to mention so much all the time that, you know, because of her just encouraging me to continue, to always be myself and don't allow anyone to stop me from being myself, that goofy person that I'm just am 24/7, don't be afraid to be that. And because one day it will pay dividends, and I mean, it slowly is doing that, and I appreciate her for always encouraging me to do so. So thank you, Mom Rachel. I love you. Thank you for still, even though you're not here physically, you are passing some of your energy down to us, you know, spiritually, and this all over, man. So I appreciate it. Yeah, so other than that, man, you get ready to check out the upcoming issue of Human Canvas coming out. And, yeah, man, make sure y'all check out the shows. the shows you can listen to them, blogtalkradio.com/CediJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And make sure you follow it, since you can always know when a new episode of Life That Does Live is on, or a new episode of Glitz or Glamour is on, and just be able to always stay in the loop. And don't forget, when you go to that link as well, you do have the choice of subscribing to the iTunes podcast as well, and enjoying it on iTunes, and enjoy it on Beyond Pod. You download the app, search for Dust Spot Radio Network, and then you can enjoy us on there. And, of course, DustSpot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. And just let them know how they can stalk you.
Just underscore Sincerely Angela on Instagram, at I Am Out Angela on Twitter. And that is it.
And y'all can follow me at Sadie J Dust pretty much every freaking where. Instagram, Twitter, CEDDYJDUSK. You follow me that way. Definitely show you some love. And again, big ups to it being National Podcast Day. I'm very proud to be able to say that I am a happy podcaster, and, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love my freedom. I love the fact that me and Angela can say what the heck we want and not have someone say, don't say that. We can't say that, you know. So definitely thank you, God, for bringing us this opportunity. All right, we rolling on out, y'all. See y'all next week on Glitz and Glamour. Peace.